Stephanie?
Hey.
Hi, have you have did we do put it in lecture mode yet?
No, so I
Okay.
hadn't heard anything.
Well, they
All right,
just said that it will be recorded.
Right, I just
Correct.
did the recording. Vanessa, can you hit star 5, and that's how you put it into lecture mode, which means it mutes everybody else.
Okay.
And then if you want to take it off, you just hit star 5 again, and that'll take it off of lecture mode.
Okay. All right.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Okay, it's about 7:01, so I guess we'll get started. Good evening, ladies. We are so happy to have you, and welcome to the Sisters in Faith devotional teleconference. We have just had such a wonderful time in the weeks leading up to this, and tonight will be no exception. I'm just so excited to hear our guest leader. Just want to tell you a couple of things about Sisters in Faith. We are a brand that was created to both encourage and empower African-American women through God's Word. The whole point of this is you are not in this alone. We are all in this together. We both have that. We know we have that vertical relationship with Christ, but we really want to endorse the relationships that we have amongst each other. So I'm just going to start with a prayer, and then I'll turn it over to my partner, Stephanie Perry Moore, to introduce our guests. Father God, we just come to you in the name of your Son, and we just lift up each and every lady who is on the call tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch them just where you know that they need to be touched, Lord, that you lift them up in the places that they need to be lifted up. Lord, we just ask that you just bless our guest tonight, that you would just anoint her, Lord, just over and over again, and give her back tenfold everything that she gives to these ladies tonight. In your precious and holy name, Lord Jesus, amen. I also want to mention to you that we will be giving away a free Bible to one of you, the participants on the call tonight, and please look forward to next week, which will be Joanne Rosario Condrey. Stephanie?
Oh, my gosh, Michelle, thank you. I'm so excited about tonight. Ladies, what do you say when you have a great friend that is just when you need someone to lift you up and when you're bummed out about life, and just really honestly keeping it real when you sort of feel like you're at your rope's end, and you pray, and then the Lord says, call such and such. And you call that sister, and she pulls you up out of the deep, dark place and brings light and hope into your life. Well, that's the lady I'm excited to introduce to you guys tonight, and I hope you can hear it in my voice. It's my dear friend and sister, Vanessa Davis Griggs. I just want to welcome her and tell you guys a little bit about her. Again, it's always great when you talk about the accolades people have, but as sisters, sometimes we always want to know, well, what kind of person is she? What's her heart? What's she doing to move people? Well, she's a great novelist of, gosh, probably over 10 novels now. I'm going to name a few: Practicing What You Preach, The Other Side of Goodness, The Other Side of Dare, coming out soon. You got The Other Side of Divine, the Blessed Trinity series, too, and that's also a title. Strongholds, If Memory Serves, and her books are so pretty. I was just telling her that. But not only is the Lord blessing her in print to bless others through her great stories, but she's a great motivational speaker that's speaking across the country, lifting ladies up out of the deep, dark place. I'm just thrilled that the Lord allowed her to be in my life. She's a mother, grandmother, dear, sweet wife, and living down in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm going to turn it over for her to bless us all and get us where we need to be. Tonight is fun because we're going to talk about ourselves, and Vanessa Davis Griggs is going to put us all on the right road so that we can be anointed and be lifted up for him. Vanessa?
Amen. Well, thank you so much, both to Michelle and Stephanie. I appreciate this so much and the opportunity. This morning when I woke up, I heard God saying some words to me, and I've been really very excited about this whole, just the anticipation of what he has for me to give for you. One of the things that sometimes when people ask me, and I look at people and I say, what we don't realize is you are a gift, and you're a gift that God has given to the world. And I know a lot of times we like to put ourselves down. We look in the mirror. We find all kinds of things that we say, well, this is what's wrong with me. My nose is too big, or my face is too round, or I'm not the right size. And we criticize so much about ourselves and not realizing that God created you and that he created you so unique that there is nobody else like you out there. And so it's the thing of realizing that we are gifts, but what we end up doing sometimes is we get caught up in the wrappings. We look at it and we say, you know, we might not like our skin tone colors, or, you know, some of us want to be darker, we want to be lighter, we want to be taller, we want to be shorter. You know, we have all of these things that we're looking at, and we're looking at the wrapping. Sometimes we'll say, you know, I should have been a man, or somebody say, you know, I wish I'd been this. And we're looking at things and not looking at the fact that God created you and that you are a gift that he has given to the world, and that what really matters the most is the valuable that's inside. And the thing about it is, when he gave us the gift, he also gave us provisions to be able to bring that gift to being. And I'll tell people, sometimes when you're out there trying to bring your gift to the world, you get discouraged. But the truth about it is, if it was easy, I'd say everybody would do it. But the truth is, sometimes we want to give up. And I'll tell people that you may look at that and say, well, I'm tired because I've been trying. I keep getting knocked down. I'm tired of seeming like I can never get anywhere. It looks like when I take one step forward, it feels like I'm taking two steps back. But the truth about it is that you have to realize somebody is out there praying for the gift that God has placed in you. There was a time where I wrote and I said, if you were to go to find the greatest treasures anywhere, you'll find that somewhere the greatest treasures are in a cemetery. And that's because there are a lot of people who have their gifts, but then they never bring it out. They never end up giving it to the world. And then what do you end up doing? If you don't give your gift, you take it with you. And when you take it with you, when we die, if we haven't given it and left it here, then people are deprived of that special thing that God put in you. So sometimes when you feel like you want to quit, and sometimes when you get tired, I'll say to you, don't be selfish. And here's the part that I say is selfish. It's selfish because somebody else is praying for what you have. And you have to just push yourself and keep pressing and keep moving and keep going toward the thing that you know God has already put in you, believing that what he has already given you, he's going to bring it to pass. You know, I love that the scripture that's in Jeremiah 1:5, and it talks about even when God was talking to Jeremiah, and you people call Jeremiah the weeping prophet. But when you find out what Jeremiah, God said to him, before I formed you in your mother's belly, I knew you. And that's what I want to say to some of you right now who are listening. Before God even formed you, he already knew you. And then the thing is that he said that before you came forth out of the womb, I ordained you and I sanctified you, which is to say I set you apart. So sometimes when you feel like you're different and you feel like things are weird, the truth about it is that you're set apart. You're supposed to be different. That's what sometimes makes things pop. If you have black and white, and then all of a sudden you see a piece of color come through, that color shows up. That color ends up standing out on its own, and it stands out to where people can see and see what's inside of that. When I look at the gift that God has given me, one of the gifts that I know he placed in me was the gift of encouragement. And he gave me that gift because he knew that there will be somebody out there who is really with a sincere heart working toward the goal that he has given them. And I'm like that cheerleader, that anytime you're playing or people are playing a game and sometimes you may feel like I can't go any further, you have that cheerleader who's on the sidelines and they're saying, go, go, go. And then there's sometimes when that cheerleader may have to say, defense, defense, because there are things that come against us and we have to stand back and go, hold up, wait a minute. What does the scripture say whenever I need my defense? The scripture says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Well, the thing about that is, it didn't say that the weapon won't form. Because, see, there are going to be times where a weapon will form. You can't always stop the weapon from forming. But what you can rely upon is that God said, even if it forms, it's not going to come against you. And if it comes against you, the truth about it is, it's not going to take you out. Because he has told us that we need to stand, and we're standing on his promises. So for me, my gift is to be that encourager, to tell you, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can make it. Yes, you are here for a purpose. Yes, you are here with a purpose. And I don't care how hard it is, you keep going until you bring that purpose into being. Because God is already, it's just like a seed. Inside of a seed, there's already everything that is needed for it to be what it's supposed to be. But that seed needs to end up in the place where it can grow. you can have a seed and put it on the counter, but putting it on the counter is not the right place for it to be. It cannot do what it's supposed to do. It cannot become what it's supposed to become. But once you put it in the ground, and let me say this sometime, when you put it in the ground and you put dirt over it, it will start doing what it needs to do in order to become what it's supposed to become. Sometimes in our lives, we may find ourselves in the dirt. We may find ourselves covered up. But just like that seed, whatever's in us, it says, you know what, I'm going to have to break through. And there are times when that plant is trying to come through. It may run into a rock. But the wonderful thing about it is, if you run into the rock, just kind of swerve and then come up through a different way. You don't let anything stop you just because it's in your way. Now, a lot of us, the things that God has given us, I always call it what we would call ministry, or we are ministers. And people don't sometimes like to use that word because you know how we like to have certain titles. I'm not using the word minister as a title. I'm using it as a verb, because minister means to serve. And when we're looking at saying serving, then that means it's not about us. And when we look at the topic that I wrote on, which was about self, sometimes we do get caught up in that part of self, and it's about being selfish sometimes. Sometimes it's about being self-absorbed. Sometimes it's about being self-centered. But when we're looking at being ministers and to serve, then sometimes we have to look at it as being a denial of self. Like, what I want, I may have to say, that's not important, because what really is important is what God wants. What is God calling me to do? And looking at the fact that God say, I want you to be self-assured, because your assurance is not on what you can do, but it's on what God has already done. And that's the thing that I love about God, is that he already sees the end from the beginning. So when we're looking at the things that we're having to go through, he's already said, I already called you victorious. I've already called you a more than a conqueror. I've already called you a winner. What I need you to do is just to keep going. I need you to keep moving. I need you to keep going toward the mark. I need you to keep pressing toward the mark of the goal of the high calling. I don't need you to keep looking back. I need you to go forward, because if you continue on the road, it will be like if I'm traveling down the road and I tell you, I have already left $1 million for you in a suitcase up the road 2 miles up. Well, it's already done. The suitcase is sitting there with the money. It's sitting there with what has been promised to you. But the problem that we run into is that we say, well, I don't see it. You don't have to see it if it's already been told that it's there. So what you need to do is you keep moving. As long as you keep going toward it, you're going to get there, because it's already done. And that's what God has done in our lives. And I know a lot of times when we look and we say, you know, the thing is that we look at even with self-esteem, and we say, but I don't feel like I'm worthy. You have that low self-esteem where it's like, I don't know who I am. I really don't think I'm equipped to do what I need to do. Things always happen for other people, but it never really happens for me. And then there are people who I would say have high self-esteem. And high self-esteem can be a good thing, but there are some people who think more highly of themselves than they ought to. And that means I will look down on someone else and say, I'm better than you, or I don't have time for you. I don't care about what you're going through, because it's all about me, and the only person who counts is me. We don't ever want to go to either of those extremes. And I always say the best esteem is the God esteem. And the God esteem is to say, I know who I am. Because God is saying to many of us, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? And then he'll say, if you don't know, let me tell you who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care what you say to yourself. I don't care how you try to put yourself down. I don't care how you may try to be contrary to what I said about you. I'm telling you, as God, this is what God is saying to you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And then he says, and I know sometimes you feel like you can't do what you need to do, because maybe you weren't born in the right family. Maybe you didn't have an inheritance. Maybe you don't have the money. Maybe you say you don't know the people that you need to know to get in the places that you need to go. But God said to tell you, let me tell you this about yourself. You are blessed coming in, and you are blessed going out. He said you're blessed in the field. God is telling you, you are blessed. You might try to argue with God, but my question to you would be, who are you to argue with God? Who are you to tell God that you're nobody? Who are you to tell God what you can't do when the Bible tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? What do you do, though, when the promise God made you appears to tarry? And that's a good question that you need to ask yourself, because any of us who have started on a journey to do what we feel like God has called us to do or God has promised us, sometimes we feel like it sure is taking a long time. I don't know if I'm the only one out there who sometimes feel like, God, I know what you said. I know what you've done in the past. But right now, it seems sometimes like it's taking a long time. And, you know, I think I've heard people say sometimes where you get discouraged and you say, how long? You know, we want to ask God, how long, God? And why can't you just move it a little faster? Why can't you make certain things happen? Why can't you cause this to do? And I told a person one time, I said, you know, God is like, he gave us free will. And in giving us free will, he's also given other people free will. God may speak to someone's heart and tell them to do something, but then they might not do it because they just don't want to. And he may be planning on using them to bless you, but then that person has chosen not to do what God has told them to. But what I love about God, he's not limited to just that one person. He will give them the opportunity because, see, a lot of them are asking for something themselves. They're looking for something, and God is saying, okay, you do this. And see, somebody else is going to come along, and they're going to be a blessing to you. But then when that person decides they don't want to do it, God will give them an opportunity. But when they don't do it, what he'll do is he'll say, okay, you just missed out. I will now use someone else. And isn't it wonderful to know that we are being used by God? But when you're looking and you're saying, God, it's been a long time. And so I ask you, when you're waiting on something to happen that God has promised you, do you do like Abraham and Sarah? And in a way, we know that Abraham is father of faith. But there was a time when you look at some of their action, there wasn't some faith there. And I'll tell people that a lot of times you may say, well, you know, with Abraham, he said, well, God made me this promise, and he decided, he and his wife, well, it's taking too long for God, so let's help God out. We need to be careful when we're trying to help God out, because what we'll do is we'll mess stuff up. And then now we have what I would call, you end up with an Ishmael when God intends for you to have an Isaac. And so now God is now like, okay, Ishmael is here. We still have to keep Ishmael here. But now you have the Ishmael, and now you have the promise. So we don't want to get in God's way by creating an Ishmael, which is creating problems that we don't need when God has promised and he's going to do what he say. Are you like David when it came to Bathsheba? And you say, I'll do anything in the end just to get what I want. Are you that type of person where you're like, well, God, this is what I want, and I know that this is what you're telling me to do, but I'm going to do it the way I want to do it because I want what I want, and I want it now. And then you end up doing something to say where he was saying, I wanted Bathsheba, but she's married. So then you do something to where now I get rid of her husband. And now you're wrong to where you have to stand before God and say, created me a clean heart. But it's so great to know that God is a forgiving God. Or are you like Ruth with Naomi? And you listen to wise counsel when given. You know, there was the place where you had Naomi, which was the elder woman, and then you had Ruth. But Ruth would listen to what her mother-in-law would tell her. She would do what her mother-in-law would tell her. But there are a lot of times where we're like, you can't tell me anything because I think I know everything and I'm going to do it my way. We need to listen to those who can tell us the things that we need to do. Are you like Queen Esther? Are you willing to go all out to get done whatever you need to get done? Can you say, if I perish, let me perish? Are you one who can stand on that? Are you like the three Hebrew boys or like Daniel where you say, I want to do what God is telling me to do. I'm going to work to be true and obedient to what God has told me. But then all of a sudden you find yourself in the fiery furnace, or you find yourself cast into the lion of den, into the den of lions. And so you're sitting up there saying, but God, I did what you told me to do. But see, the thing is that we still have to stand. no matter if it looks like we're in trouble or that we might end up losing something, because we never lose when we do whatever we do for the Lord. Can you still say, no matter what is going on, I will not bow to anything or anybody except my God? I'm not going to bow to you. I'm not going to bow to that. I'm not going to bow to any diseases. I'm not going to bow to any person who's saying you got to do this in order to get ahead. I'm not going to sell out to the devil. I'm going to do what God has told me and trust that God already has a plan. Are you like Joseph, the one that God gave the dream to, who in spite of all he went through, still served God through the hard times? And then in the end, out of all that he went through, and keep in mind that when God showed him that promise, I always tell people, I say, God didn't tell him, oh, yeah, and along the way, you're going to end up almost being killed by your brothers. You're going to be put in a pit. They're going to sell you into slavery. You're going to end up in prison at one point. You're going to end up where this woman's going to lie to on you because you tried to do the right thing. But in the end, you're still going to get the promise that I told you, but you're just going to have to go through all of these things. But Joseph was able to proclaim, after he went through everything, was Satan meant for bad, God used it for good. I want to encourage you right now with that word, that when you're going through some stuff that feel like it's bad, realize that even if you think, well, God, why am I having to go through this? Whatever you have gone through, God said, I will use it for good. And can you strive to be more like Jesus, the ultimate example of how we are to walk and to talk while we're down here on earth, recognizing that the joy that is set before us is greater that we're having to do it than the things that we're looking at with this cup that we say, I don't want to drink from this cup because it's bitter in this cup. And then you say, well, Lord, can you just, like, let it where I don't have to drink from the cup. But then you can say, but not my will, thy will be done. And then to finally say, when you finish, it is finished. So just to say that we need to stop playing those loops in our head that have negative things that we're telling ourselves, stop that. We need to turn our heads and our hearts to what God is saying. We need to start saying what God says about us. We need to say, and this is what I would say, and if I were you, I would say this, I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. I am more than a conqueror. And whatever I put my hands to, it will prosper. And I would like to conclude with this, and then I'll open it up for anybody who may have a question. But what you need to say is, when God is for me, who can be against me? Because we know no weapon formed against us shall prosper. When we're talking about self, the truth is that we need to realize that God cares about you. He has a plan and a purpose. You are not here by accident. And we need to realize that God is with you even when it feels like you're by yourself. And that if God promised it, you need to not quit. You need to stay on the battlefield. You just keep going like that plant, and one day you're going to find yourself producing so much more than you ever thought that you would produce. So I'm going to open up the lines right now for anybody who may have a question. And we're just going to say thanking God for what he's doing right now.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay, I have opened it up if anybody has a question or like.
Oh, I'm sorry, is anybody else going to ask a question? Because I have a question. My name is Gwinetta Tatum. I have a question. And I just, with everything you said, I agree with. And I mean, it was encouraging for me. But the thing is, the question, I guess, I don't know if this is on point or not, but the question I have is, when you're trying to impart those things to other people, you know, when other people may go through things and they may want to make bad decisions and you try to encourage them with the word, but they won't. And I know I can only lay a seed and pray. That's really, I know that, but it's sometimes disheartening because you're just like, you wouldn't be so bad off and in so much pain. Even though the person says, I'm not in pain, and you know, for every bad thing, they have like some opposite and equal bad reaction. And I'm just like, well, you know, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So, you know, you need to be at peace, and you need to let God seek vengeance for you. Like, is there, whatever order God is going to create, he's going to create that for you. There's nothing you actually need to do. And I think part of it is a lack of faithfulness, because if they had as much faith that God was going to deliver the joy or whatever thing they asked for, then maybe in the interim the reaction wouldn't be so bad. Because then when you have a bad reaction due to lack of faith, then you're going to have a bad reaction, and it takes you longer to get to your gift or whatever God has for you, if you ever get there, because you can sometimes get lost in all these, you know, confusing reactions.
Right. Well, let me say this. The truth about it is that we cannot make anybody do anything. We have to realize that we are all children of God, and being his children, it's just like with our own children. Sometimes we can't have our other children trying to make other children do things. So the only thing that you really can do is pray for them. You can tell them what you can, but then there are times where people need to learn things or have to learn them on their own. So, you know, so the thing about it is most that you can do is tell a person. And then, like I said, think about it like this. There are so many people who are not going to be saved, even though Jesus came so that you would have that. And so even God can't make people. When I say can't, he already set it up to say, I'm not going to force you to do anything, that you need to do it on your own. So the thing is I commend you for your heart and your desire, but you just keep telling, but just realize you can't make them, and that they sometimes would just have to learn it a different way.
Okay? Another question?
Well, I have another question then. I mean, I want to give other people a chance, so I'll wait to see somebody else. If not, I have another question.
Yeah, because we're talking about self tonight. This is so good, Vanessa. You really blessed us. And I know we have a couple more minutes to be good to time. Does anybody else have a comment or question for her?
Well, I have another question if no one else does. Specifically, you know, when someone, you pray every day, but how do women balance that? You know, sometimes as women, you know, we pray and, you know, men or other women are sometimes more aggressive or disrespectful because we are women. And so I oftentimes have to balance being responding properly and professionally with, do I just not say anything at all? Because, you know, it's something I've already prayed about, it's something I know God is going to bless. And in the interim, there are struggles with personalities and sometimes principalities, depending on, you know, the circumstances. And you sometimes have to just be still, because you're like, I see the devil clearly is trying to destroy this, discourage me, make me angry, or make me act out. Yeah. And so I'm just going to pray, and I'm going to be still. But then as a woman, you know, sometimes it's like, I mean, on an earthly level, like, how do you balance trying to be assertive, you know, and just allow your voice to be heard professionally or, you know, in any relationship without actually being run over, you know, because I know Jesus wouldn't want us to be stomped on.
Right, yeah, and that's what I was going to say. God did not create us to be doormats for people just to step all over us. And we also need to realize there are times when the Holy Spirit is going to tell you just to be quiet, because a lot of times we're talked and we talk too much. Or we do things and we'll say something that we shouldn't have said. But what you always need to do is make sure before, when you start your day, and you don't always have to get up and do these long prayers. You can wake up in the morning and you can just pray and just ask God to make sure he guides yourself. And that's throughout the whole day, because you never know what you're going to run into. But the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit knows what's already waiting for you, or the Holy Spirit knows how to make sure that you, like it may say, there's a pothole right there or there's a ditch you need to walk around. So as long as you're making sure you're in tune with the Holy Spirit and just saying, guide me, you don't have to even try to second guess. And you know, sometimes people will say something and then we'll later on think, oh, man, I should have said that and got them told. If
right.
We are already prayed up with the fact of God, lead me, guide my foot and my feet, then we won't have to worry about the fact that I said something that I shouldn't have said.
Right, right. Because if your response to it is orderly and proper and professional and not disrespectful on a level that's outside of, you know, a godly realm, or, you know, even on some just personal mean level, then if you've already prayed about the beginning of the day, then just an assertive response, because we're not supposed to be doormats as women,
right,
is proper.
Right, right, yeah.
If you're comfortable, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, it's just like the scripture that says, be angry but sin not. Sometimes you can get angry, but don't sin when you're doing it. You don't want to turn people away or turn or hurt somebody in the process and be a stumbling block.
Right, right, right. And even if the other person is hurtful, because I'm an attorney, so oftentimes you deal with people who, as a woman, you know, they try to take personal jabs or they're mean or they take low blows just because you're female. And so, you know, I don't respond to those personal things unless they specifically deal with the legal issue or the legal matter that, I pray about staying on point and focused.
Okay, ladies, thank you. We are right up on our time. So, Vanessa, would you do the honor of praying us out for the evening? And, ladies, please visit us. Our website's up now on thesistersinfaith.com. And we just thank Vanessa Davis Griggs so much for leading us. That was an awesome word, Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Okay. So let's bow our head real quick and we'll say a prayer.
Yep, Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I just wanted to also encourage everyone to go to her website, VanessaDavisGriggs.com, and her current book, The Other Side of Dare, is currently in stores. I just saw it actually in Walmart and Target. Hey, so we do want you to support her as well.
Don't forget about the Sisters in Faith Bible and the other books that the Sisters in Faith are putting out.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
And I'm
go ahead and lead us out. You bless
amen,
us.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father,
all
I just
right.
want to ask right now, Lord, a special blessing upon all of the ones that were on conference today. Lord, you know what they're in need of. You know what they're in need in their house. Lord, I thank you right now for the abundant life that you have promised us, that you have told us, Lord, that you wish that we would have health and that we would walk in prosperity in the way of being prosperous in our peace, prosperous in joy, prosperous even in our finances. Lord, we just thank you right now that you are touching whatever we're needing right now. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us in all the things that we're doing. Lord, I just ask right now that you just lift up these women right now. Anybody who's depressed, Lord, wipe away the depression right now. Anybody who is not walking in peace, anybody who needs healing right now, Lord, I thank you for healing right now. I thank you for health right now. I thank you for long life right now. Lord, I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we thank you right now, Lord, that it is done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm so sorry I didn't get in until the end. I'm so sorry, but I just want to say The Other Side of Dare is a blessed book.
Amen.
You can hear the recording on the website at thesistersinfaith.com. It should be up in the next day or so, as well as all of the other recordings are up on the website under recorded devotionals. So if you miss something, you can hear it again. Thank you,
all
ladies,
right.
and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.